it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I have a special treat for you today. First, I'd like you to see this bean plant. Yeah, that's a regular plant that grew from beans. I have some in my pocket. It was this kind of bean that we planted to make this plant. Yeah. So it's really a bean stalk. A bean plant is like a bean stalk. Remember Bob and Judy, our neighbors at the marionette place, were practicing their Jack and the Beanstalk play with their marionettes? Well, they said we could come today and see them do it if we'd like to. Have you ever heard that story? Why don't we go over and see how they make that story with their marionettes? Will you come with me? All right, come on. To Bob and Judy Brown's for some marionette play.
I don't know what's going on over here. Let me see her hand. I'm gonna.
Hi, friends.
Hello.
Hi, friends. How are you?
Great.
Glad you're here. We're almost ready to start.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Jack and the Beanstalk. This is Jack.
How do you do, Jack?
Hi.
Could I shake your hand?
Surely.
Do you see how his hand works there?
With this string, isn't it?
Right.
Bob,
that's
you're doing
right.
That, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, Bob's pulling the string way up there at the top.
Ah.
And this is Jack's mother.
How do you do?
How do you do? There she is.
What a lovely marionette she is.
Oh, thank you. And then we have Petunia.
Oh, Petunia
yes,
the cow.
Yes, yes. Isn't she a nice girl?
Yeah, soft and smooth. Beautiful puppet you are. How does she talk? Moo like that.
Mm. Okay, I think we're about ready to start, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All ready to go.
All righty. Let's go over here and sit down.
All right.
Of course, this is all a make-believe story, and it opens up with Jack's mother has just decided to sell the cow. They have no money at all. She's very upset about it, and so is the cow. But Jack isn't here. Jack has been down in the village watching a carnival set up, so he doesn't know anything about the selling of Petunia. I think he's coming home right now.
Mother! Mother! Mother, mother! Guess what? There's a carnival in the marketplace. A real carnival.
Where were you, dear? I've been looking for you.
I just told you. There's a carnival setting up in the marketplace.
Moo! Moo!
What's the matter, Petunia?
I've told her some sad news.
What?
We can't keep her any longer, Jack. We have to sell her.
But Mother, you can't.
We must, I'm afraid. Moo! Moo!
Oh, no. Oh, no. But why?
We have no money and nothing left to eat. If we sell Petunia, we'll be able to buy food.
But why are we so poor?
Our farm isn't doing well, and all the gold your father saved is gone.
What happened to the gold?
I guess you're old enough to know now. Many years ago, when you were just a little baby, a giant who lives high in the clouds came down to our land and stole your father's gold.
A giant?
And when he went back, far up into the clouds, no one could follow him.
It makes me sad, too, and angry. I'll find that giant, and I'll make him give back Father's gold. I just know I can do it.
I'm proud you want to help, but Jack, he's a great big giant. You're just a boy.
I don't care. Someday, I'll find him.
Yes, maybe someday, but in the meantime, Petunia must be sold.
I guess I understand. Oh, Petunia, it's hard for all of us. Please, Petunia, we'll find you a good home. You'll see.
Take Petunia to the marketplace and get a good price for her. Sell her to someone who will care for her well.
Yes, Mother. Come on, Petunia.
I'm sorry, Jack.
I know. Come on, Petunia.
Goodbye, dear Petunia. It's for the best.
Petunia, hurry. Please, Petunia.
What's this? What's this?
Petunia.
Petunia, a young lady and her escort, paying customers. Oh, I hope.
Petunia.
Oh, my dear, sounds like the lady's down with a bit of laryngitis. I know a bit of enticement is in order. Fortunately, I happen to be a master puppeteer. One man, two hands, pure art.
Petunia, look! A puppet show!
Hello, Punch! Hello, Judy! How's the baby? Wah, wah, wah. Listen, Judy, my dear, do you realize we're playing before a distinguished audience?
Why, no, Mr. Punch. Who do we have out there in our audience?
Wah, wah. Shut up, kid. You bother me. Seem like a young man and his lady love have graced our fair this evening. Petunia's the name, isn't it, my dear? Oh, I'm enjoying the carnival. Not very articulate, is she? This I've got to see for myself. Where is she? Where is she?
Where is who, sir?
Why, your young lady, Petunia.
Why, she's right here, sir.
My word, a cow. Well, what can I do for you, young man?
Oh, that was a wonderful puppet show.
Of course it was, my boy. Charm the crown heads of Europe.
Really?
Well, see this medal? Given to me by the queen herself.
Gosh.
Now, young man, if you'll step this way, for 2 shillings I'll show you a show that'll dazzle your senses. Right this way to purchase your tickets.
I'm afraid we can't buy any tickets, sir. You see, we have no money.
What's this? No money, you say? I've been deceived. A charlatan. A ruse. My talents have been prevailed upon under false pretenses.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. But you see, I came to the carnival to sell Petunia.
Sell Petunia. Sell Petunia, you don't say. Well, I'll tell you what. I just might be interested in buying her myself.
Oh, that would be wonderful, sir. How much money will you give me, sir? Mother said to be sure to get a good price for her.
Money? Oh, yes, money. I'll tell you, my boy, who said anything about money? I have something better than money.
Better than money?
Why, yes, my boy. Money is the root of all evil. What I have to offer is magic. Magic beans.
Oh, there's no such thing as magic beans.
No such thing as magic beans. They can make your fortune.
Did you hear that, Petunia?
Mm.
Make my fortune? Why, then I could buy you back. All right, sir. It's a deal.
Wise decision, my boy. I'm sure you'll never regret it. Here you are, the magic beans. Now then, I'll take Petunia.
Goodbye, Petunia. And don't worry, I'll buy you back. I promise.
Mm.
Goodbye, Petunia. Bye. Mm. Goodbye.
Jack, where is Petunia?
I sold her, Mother.
Oh, Jack, how wonderful. How much money did you get for her?
Oh, Mother, I got something much better than money.
Better than money?
Yes. Look at these.
Those?
Yes. They're magic. Magic beans.
Oh, Jack, you've been tricked. Those beans are no better than the beans that grow in our garden. Give them to me.
But, Mother...
I said give them to me.
Yes, Mother.
I'll show you how magic they are. There. I've thrown them away into the ground where they belong. Now come with me.
But, Mother, those beans are magic. I know they are. They must be. I've got to find those beans. I think this is where Mother threw them. Yes. Here's the wagon. The beanstalk and... The beanstalk! Look! A beanstalk. Grown clear up to the sky. Why, it's gigantic! Gigantic! That gives me an idea. I'll climb the beanstalk. Find the giant. And I'll get back my father's gold. Here I go.
Jack climbs and climbs and climbs up the beanstalk. Until finally he comes to the giant's castle, and he goes right in the window. The first thing he sees is his father's gold. Then he sees a princess who's being kept in a cage, and a hen that lays golden eggs.
Oh, my goodness! What was that? Shh! Be quiet!
Fie, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. What do you mean, waking me from my nap? There's no Englishman here. Oh, be quiet. Well, now that I'm awake,
I'll do my favorite thing. I'll count my gold. Oh, I love my gold. I count very well, you know. 1, 2, 3, 7, 16, 43, 11. Oh, my goodness. Oh, fiddlesticks. Now I've got to start all over again. Where was I? 1, 2, 3, 17. I keep thinking I saw that bag move. Should I open it? No, I'm tired of counting my gold. Counting is very hard work, you know. I know. I want some music.
Now, the reason that the giant kept the princess locked up in the cage is that he was very, very lonely. And he liked to have the princess sing for him. But it made the princess very sad to be locked up in a cage. After all, no one likes to be locked in a cage.
I know what'll make you happy. A special gift just for you. Magic hand. Come here. Magic hand. Lay for me a golden egg. Come on.
Bug!
Now here, princess. A golden egg just for you.
I don't want your golden egg. I just want to go home.
Oh, I've already told you. You can't go home.
Oh, please. Please.
If all you're going to do is cry and make me unhappy, then you'll stay in that cage. Oh, she makes me so upset. Oh, I don't know what to do. Wait, I know. I'll take a little nap. I always feel much better after a nap. Magic harp, play a sleepy song. Nap time!
Princess Louise.
Oh dear, who's there? Who's calling my name?
My name is Jack, and I'm here to rescue you.
Oh, but I don't understand. How can you rescue me?
Don't worry, Princess. I have a plan.
Oh, be careful, Jack. The giant is ticklish.
Ticklish? Where?
Right there.
Oh, watch this, Princess. There, you're free.
Oh, Jack, how can I ever thank you?
Oh, that's all right. I was glad to be able to help. Now, quickly, Princess, down the beanstalk before that big oaf wakes up. Hurry, Princess. Oh, no! The gold, it's in his hand. Well, I'll just have to climb over him. I'm trapped. I can't move. I know. I'll tickle him. I've got it. I've got my father's gold. It's so heavy. There. Now. Down the beanstalk.
Quiet. Oh, would you be quiet? What's the matter with you? My gold. My gold, it's gone. My gold. Someone stole my gold. Princess. Princess. Someone stole my princess. Someone stole my gold. My princess. My gold.
Hurry, Princess! Hurry!
How dare you! Come back here with my princess! Come back here with my gold! Do you hear? Come back! Oh, I'll get you for this! I'll get you!
Step right up, step right up. You see before you the eighth wonder of the world. Such a botanical wonder has never been seen in the history of mankind. The top of this beanstalk, my friends, reaches not a mere 25 miles, not 50 miles, not even 100 miles. The top of this beanstalk reaches to infinity. The top of this beanstalk has never been seen by the human eye. What's this? What's this? Oh, yes, as a special attraction, you see before you coming down the beanstalk, the long-lost Princess Louise. Get the little lady a hand, yes.
Watch out below!
Oh! Why, what's this? Oh, of course, ladies and gentlemen, descending from sights unseen, Jack. Beat it, kid. You're blowing the whole bit.
Princess, go inside the wagon where you'll be safe.
Yes, Jack.
Run! Hide! Hurry, everyone!
Run! Hide! Have you taken leave of your senses, my boy?
Quickly! We must find an axe and chop down that beanstalk.
Chop down my beanstalk? Why, it's the best attraction we've had in years.
It's not your beanstalk. It's my beanstalk. I traded Petunia for those magic beans.
Oh, yes, so you did. So you did. Tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll give you back your cow for the beanstalk. Fair deal?
Fair deal. Now, the beanstalk and the giant belong to you.
Absolutely correct, my boy. The beanstalk and the giant belong to... The giant?
Where is he? Where is he?
Looks like I got more than I bargained for, but it gives me an idea. The only giant on Earth. Not only do we bring you this wonder of nature, but as a special added attraction, a magic hen who lays not your barnyard variety of eggs, but eggs. Eggs, ladies and gentlemen, of solid gold. We also have waiting for you right inside a harp. A harp, ladies and gentlemen, that plays itself.
And thanks to all of you, I'm not lonely anymore.
And thanks to all of you, this is the happiest day of my life.
Beautiful.
Good, I'm glad you liked it.
We really enjoyed it. May I go and talk with
them? Oh, sure, go ahead, please.
I wanted to see the giant. It's the biggest marionette I've ever seen, but it doesn't have any strings.
Of course not.
Oh, it's Susan there in the giant. Good for you, my goodness. And Jack, congratulations to you for planting those beans and getting clear up to the top of the beanstalk. And you won't ever have to sell Petunia again, will you?
No, I certainly won't.
Petunia? Fine cow. Oh. Ooh. Yes, I know this is a good day for all of you. And a beautiful play it is.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us see it today.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for
We're
coming
so glad
over.
You're part of our neighborhood.
Oh, so are we.
Goodbye. See
Bye-bye.
You soon. Jack and the Beanstalk. That's a pretend story that's in a lot of books. Yes, and people have been telling that story for many years. Yeah, long before you were even born. And many people do it different ways. Bob and Judy and their friends did it their own way with their marionettes. And you could read the story and act it out in your own way, too. You could even find other stories and play them out. Oh, there's so many things to do in the world. Yeah. Things that you and I can do together. We better feed the fish, though. Yeah, so they'll have something to eat for the weekend. There. That giant was big, wasn't it? In Jack and the Beanstalk. Yeah, but it was a real person. It was the lady under there. That beanstalk was magic. These are real beanstalks. I'll think about that story this weekend. And I'll think about you, too. And I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to do. And I will, too. I'll think of you when I'm not here. 'Cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully, I do too. Some people wish they could grow magically, the way Jack's bean grew. But the real way of growing is slowly and surely, the way you're growing. I like you just the way you are right now. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.